Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? We are back with another episode of Blackbusters. I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host,
Soyo Kumre Yang Tong.
Some yet it go in Yang Tong.
Gotta hit the tone.
Man.
Yeah.
If y'all movie buffs like us, you would know what that means when he says that. We are getting straight to it. But before we do that, I have to introduce our special guest today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sister Precious Hall, what's going on?
What's up? Thanks for having me. Yeah. What's up, y'all?
Hey. Mm-hmm. My pleasure, my pleasure. I figured, so when
you got me over here, man.
This is from the, let me introduce the video, the movie first, and then I'm going to tell you why you're here.
Okay.
Other than the obvious. We'll get to that in a minute. We doing What's Love Got to Do With It. We are doing that movie, and this is a movie, man, it's a tough movie to watch. Because it seems so real.
Mm-hmm.
It seems so real for, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but everybody know Ike Turner, man.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. You're blessed if you don't know one.
Yeah.
I know a couple Ike Turners in my family.
Real life, bro. Ike Turner.
Real life, Ike Turner.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, real quick, What's Love Got to Do With It? It's starring Angela Bassett.
Yes, it was.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Yes, indeed.
He was Ike Turner in real life to me for the longest. Like, okay.
Bro, he did such an incredible job.
I got to thinking about his job real quick. Mm-hmm. Remember, the Mexican lady in Selena that killed Selena,
the actress.
Motherfuckers hated her.
Hated her, bro.
She got
real death mail, right. Hate mail and threats.
The guy that played Johnny from Karate Kid, the bully, like hated him in real life.
Uh-huh.
Thank God Lawrence Fishburne had Morpheus and some other characters.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the way he played Ike, that was about to follow
this
early.
This is what, 30 years ago?
It comes
out. No, don't say it was that long.
In 93.
93. This is 2024 now.
Yeah.
93?
It came out in 93.
30 years ago.
That's happened.
He's had, I feel like he's done so much stuff in that time that he's redeemed himself so much. I'm not thinking of Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of Ike Turner. But for a long time, you know, I did. And my
mom
did. My aunties did.
The other thing that happened, especially in the 90s, is Ike Turner became like a bit of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like living, they were always lampooning him.
Yes.
So because they were always joking on his name,
you took it right out. Yeah,
because we was joking on that. We was joking on them lines of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really took like the sting out of Lawrence Fishburne's portrayal.
Right.
Yeah. But you watch it again after a couple of decades and no Ike jokes. And this motherfucker was
a terror, bro.
A terrorist.
He's a legend, man. The memes live to this day. Y'all see him looking over the shoulder.
I still use it.
Man,
I said that shit to my wife. I said, you trying to help Tom?
You trying to help?
You trying to help Tom?
I wrote the
lyrics. I know the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Man, he was so high on coke.
Man, sorry.
He was trying to figure out that narcotic.
Yeah,
he's trying to figure out anything to get on her, to find a way to come in that booth and beat her down.
Mm-hmm. I done left them narcotics alone.
Get the car, man.
Get the car, man.
But that's what That's what made, I think, Lawrence Fishburne's portrayal so good, is because more than just a tyrant, he was deeply insecure.
And you saw it.
And you saw it. You saw he was deeply insecure. Because without the insecurity, is it just the drugs? Is it just the drunk? But you could tell that, like, Tina's evolution
bothered
him.
The more she grew, the more he shrunk.
Yep.
And that saw is it. A real thing, too. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to be secure in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Be secure with who you with. Be secure with who you work around. Because you'll think, like, we're not even in competition. Like, I'm the female. You the male. You know, it's this. Like, but no, like, dudes really be jealous like that. And like, you know, when they just went to interview Tina and he was sick, boy, he was so heated. Like how dare
he
you?
He was pissed.
And I think that's why, I don't know why, because I don't understand it. I've never been about that.
Right.
Why some men beat on a woman. I can't control you any other way.
Any other way.
I can't dominate you any other way. Yeah. You are clearly better, outgrowing. Bigger, outgrowing. The only thing that I can do is to physically dominate you.
Right.
You know, to get you to keep yourself in the cell.
Right.
And that's what Ike was on.
Yeah. Sister Hall.
Yeah.
Before that's a lot of times when I think about a movie and I think about who I'm gonna invite to the show, and I was like, okay, let me this is why you're here. I said, who do I know? I mean, there's several women that I know, right?
Right.
But and even in show business, even if you are a comedian, actress, and you dope as hell is what you do. If y'all don't know, go comedian, is it Precious Hall Comedy?
Precious Hall,
man, go. We gonna get that tag before you get up out of here. Go follow her page. She got a show every Tuesday that you host. We'll get to that in a minute later on. But I know how hard it is from a man looking, from the outside looking in. I have a lot of female comics, female actor homegirls, and stuff like that. And being in how the dating has to be difficult.
Yes.
To date a woman, if you're not a real man. Did a woman see her upstage rocking, killing, having the whole room shake?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
To date a star.
To date a star.
To date a star.
You know what I'm saying?
Date somebody with talent,
boom,
has got to be kryptonite for an insecure man.
For insecure man. So I was like, and on top of that, I was like, I know Precious ain't the type of chick that's going to be letting somebody slap him around.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So
Precious whooped my ass.
Right. She gangsters you for your wife's earlier.
I know exactly what's happening on this side of the table.
Right.
Don't make me call my mama.
Right. Man, so
they're beating on me.
I'm just interested in your take on some of the things we're going to talk about in this hour. About Tina Turner's story.
Yes.
And Ike Turner's story. Because it's not just about her.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
They gave him a few scenes, you kind of get his backstory of why he kind of became the person he is.
Yes.
It's a big man with a small heart, small mind.
Local too, you know what I'm saying? You're around the local trying to go big. You know how it is around your shit.
She was his ticket. She was his ticket out.
And such a sweetheart and just so innocent. And it's like, y'all know when a bitch be innocent and doing right, and you know what I'm saying? Be being loyal. And y'all still do a bitch wrong. Like, y'all trash for that, fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, do the ratchets like that.
She wanted to do was please him.
You thinking you're doing the right thing. You being a whole goddamn dummy. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But you thinking I'm being low. I'm doing, you know, that's all I see my mama with my dad. I'm thinking this is how it's supposed to be. You be cool with the dude. You know, you do the right. Man, that should have lead you down a dumb ass road.
Right.
Hot takes.
Gotta figure out.
Hot take. Anime's mama and sister wasn't shit.
Wait. Oh, my God. D-hoes.
Yeah.
Well, when you really think about it.
Let's start here.
Yeah, okay.
I won't blame the dog. I won't blame Big Sis.
You won't blame Big Sis?
Initially. Mm-hmm. Initially.
She's just working.
Because what hurt my heart is the opening scene of this girl trying to sing her heart out.
Oh,
Tina's in church.
Beautiful.
And amazing church.
Beautiful.
Tina there.
I love that.
She's singing.
As a little girl.
Yeah.
As a little girl.
I love that.
And mind you, I haven't seen this movie since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since around 93, 94.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, I remember a lot of the movie because it was that strong and that memorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched it again and I was like, man.
She had it from a little
about
kid.
Eight.
Yeah.
She's walking home by herself.
Which gave me PTSD.
Because you thought about time to kill.
That's the same girl
from Time to Kill. You know what I'm saying? That's Samuel Jackson's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play about that one, boy. That's my move.
I promise you. As I'm
pick her up.
Goddamn.
As she's walking down the street, I keep looking past her down the road. Just looking for that truck. I was like, I just had that movie. Thank God it ain't that movie.
Yeah.
Man, she. And where is that woman now?
She was so good. Yeah. Like, the spirit was just feeling it. Like, how you mad? Did somebody feel with this? Like, how you control that? Like,
and she's so young. And she was awesome.
She get that little clap.
Yeah.
And she stifled her.
She was awesome.
OG stifled her and then picked her out and pulled her out by the ear and made her leave the church. How you kick a little girl out the church for singing gospel too loud?
Yeah. And that's what they do to us. Like, do this. Stick to this curriculum. Do this. Yeah. Don't think outside the box. Don't ask questions. Don't do this. Just do this. No, we're creatives. Like, let us think out the box. Yeah. Let us ask questions. Let us be different. Like, let us. Whatever we feel, do it. You know? Like,
art, man.
No, for real. Okay, my bad. That's
awesome. No. Do your shit. That's what you're here for. Courage.
You know what I'm saying? Let it all out. I feel like I'm sitting by Scarface and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's
all. You remind me of a little anime. Just sitting here.
Man. You know what I'm saying? And so, really, if you think about it, so she walks home and she's about to walk across the field to her house and she hears her grandmother yelling at her mother saying, you can't leave anime here.
Yeah.
So she's watching her big sister, who's only a year or two older than her, a couple years older
get
than
to
her,
go with her,
and their mom leaving, packing their bags, getting up in the car and leaving. Mm-hmm. And she sat back and just watched.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She could have ran, mommy, take me with you, cried and all that, but she sat back and watched her mom leave her and never got to say goodbye. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. Now, it's assuming that's a true story because
she'd be
Tina Turner. Yeah, that's too specific. God
rest her soul just passed last year, a few months ago.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she was here to give her, I'm sure it's pretty accurate because she has been around. And I heard that she consulted, you know, with the writing of the project. But that's a terrible, terrible experience that causes trauma from jump.
Yeah.
And it's like that. Back in the country, it was just like that. You know, my grandma gave away kids. I mean, they was up, you know what I'm saying? But it's just shit that happened when you don't go past the sixth grade. You don't go past the eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit be real.
My oldest brother, my oldest uncle, my dad's oldest brother, the oldest son, was in foster care.
Yeah.
Up the road from his family in Ohio.
Man.
That's crazy.
It happens when my grandmother, rest in peace, love Nana. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you lose some kids. My mom, I think she had 9 kids. You know,
it's a lot to take care of.
And she was young and had this youngster, had this firstborn.
Yes, yes.
And the system took him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then she had more, obviously. Yeah. As she got older, got her shit together. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather as well. And then, so now he's in foster care.
Yeah.
And he's... Yeah. Seeing his siblings
just living
being
they,
raised
yeah,
up
like
by their mom and dad.
Yeah, they got to mentally.
So, of course, that does something to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her grandmother did the best she could.
And I think everybody did, but it's just like, what can you know? It's a lot of goddamn kids. You know what I'm saying?
And this is in the country. You know what I'm saying?
But they still ain't shit.
Man.
Okay, yeah. So,
looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I stole the older sister because she was a little girl too. She might have been like 10.
No, but she at least 10, she got to.
They get an early stall out. Yeah. But when anime arrives, St. Louis, both of them, Both of them. Ain't shit.
But then you heard that this one don't even want me. These leaving me. Like, what am I even doing here? You know what I'm saying? You
got to take it. They had simple ass anime in that club with sharks.
Yeah. With sharks, right?
Yeah. They know what Ike is about.
He got a reputation.
She said
it. See, that's my issue with them. Because,
and they leave little anime alone with Ike.
They did
knowing who Ike is.
Yeah.
They did it on purpose.
Knowing what Ike is about. Mm-hmm. That letting them stay the night, leaving them all alone. You know, there's a scene where it's the first night that anime spends the night. And I know we're jumping ahead a little bit, but it's a scene where anime first spends the night
with after Ike. Rehearsal.
After rehearsal, and her sister says, "Come on, let's go." And then we see not only is Anna still there, but she coming from downstairs. Mm-hmm. Her sister left her with Ike Turner. Knowing what Ike Turner is about.
But see? That's why bitches got pimps. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Because your people didn't give you the game. Like, if your people know the game, they supposed to get that to you. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to make sure I'm okay before I even step in here with this. If your people don't know, they can't help that. You know what I'm saying? I'm married to my dad. She was 25. They been guessing, hey, 25. They said something. You know, she didn't have it to give me. All they know how to tell you, all they want between your legs. You know, they don't know how to give you the game. You got to really get done wrong so you can figure this shit out if you don't have that right there. But, like, y'all in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Left your little sister there.
Left her alone.
Again. You know what he doing to me? You like,
with the sharks. You
know? In his defense, this particular time, in Ike Turner's defense, he said, "I want you, it's getting late outside. And I want you to stay the night. All right, I got a room in the back."
In his defense.
Wait, listen. Hell, hear me out all the way. I got a room in the back that's set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go on back there and lay there and go to sleep. I'll call your mom and tell her that you're going to be here for the night.
That's a normal thing to do.
Where was she at?
Oh, wait.
She was in the bed by herself. He was in the whole other room sleep.
Was he?
He was.
Or did she almost get her ass shot going to this room?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be acting like you care about me and my feelings. Yeah. You know you got a crazy bitch who done came here and cocked the goddamn gun on me. You know what I'm saying? She know you want me, and I know you want me. Talking about you so concerned about my well-being. It's a bed.
He put her in the bed. He didn't put her in his bed.
Well, not then.
Yeah.
But the fix was in.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Right?
Like, he was planting seeds.
Yeah. The fix was in.
He was out there. I was just being a good Samaritan. I'm just trying to do right in God's eyes.
To be admired by her.
It's the same kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a big drinker, right?
Nah.
I am.
Uh-huh.
And been doing it for a while.
Enjoy yourself.
And so, you know, when you have a girl by the crib and, you know, you drinking some drinks and you tell her, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with you driving.
Yeah.
Give me your keys.
Gentlemen.
You know what I mean? Like, you can sleep on the couch or I can sleep in the couch or we could just both lay down. But
Uber you home?
But it's really, days we didn't have no Ubers and taxis.
Thank God.
We didn't have no other choice.
I made you myself. But it was really about getting her to stay tonight.
Of course.
Right?
Of course
it was. And so, and whether or not I was going to make my move that night
he getting
or the morning,
staying at the crib.
Let me make sure this is not a thing. But
he didn't try to beat the first night.
But his wife, his side piece understood the play. She knew why Anime was there. That's why she was saying, "Why is she here, Ike?" After she shot herself when it was gurneying out. Why is she here? Because she knows
she my replacement.
You done already drove her crazy. Yep. Now you finna drive this good country girl crazy.
And he smashed the country girl raw. The same night that
how you
gets
go raw
from the hotel.
You don't know.
This man talking about open your mouth, close your eyes. Talking about
Ike Turner.
Hey, that was wild, though.
Yeah, gang. Talking about you ain't been to the dentist in a while.
Damn.
Yeah. All in
your mouth real quick.
All in that makes mouth.
She all like, she thinks she's going to get tongue down and shit.
Right.
Ike Turner does not strike me as one that use prophylactics.
Right? You know? Nah.
So Ike Turner.
He was running game from the beginning.
And smashed that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be underage. Mm-hmm. She had to be underage.
Are you sure?
Okay, then she's barely 18.
Let's get her 18. Let's say she graduated from high school.
Young,
let's say
she graduated
in Tennessee and she flew out.
All right. 18 still creepy.
I think moms didn't want to take care of two kids. She took care of the oldest one because the oldest one was the closest to getting the job.
When you had like five or more. Mm-hmm. You can't just be like, oh, that second one was a lot for me.
Yeah. But that's what Ike was. Mm-hmm. Ike had one kid.
Yeah.
He had two initially, and then he had one by Tina. anime. And then when Lorraine dropped off the two kids,
oh, you playing daddy now?
He was
now?
Like, oh, I want to do it with two more kids.
Mm-hmm. He was so mad.
Them your originals. Yep. They what you talking about? They your first kids.
But that's what they do. Like, dude, man. Originals will be up the street.
Like,
right.
And you raising the other ones.
Man.
Then on your deathbed, the originals there.
Uh-huh. Pull up.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Where your other ones? They ain't give a fuck. Nah, I'm for sure.
Uh-huh.
Family traumas, boy. You don't figure shit out later.
Nah. Real shit. Nah, it be happening. Hey, you know, hey, some of the worst dads be the best uncles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a bar job.
Yes, sir.
That's a bar job. Y'all
feel them.
Worst dads.
Great uncles, right? Hey. Like, dudes uncle. Be like, bro, I'm going to give a shout out to my uncle, man. He was my dad growing up. And then his cousins hate the fact that I wish your uncle was a better dad to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a whole this is the type of movie that brings up those type of emotions and those types of memories. Because it's a very there's a scene where he's on the couch before they kiss for the first time and Lorraine has shot herself. He came back from the hospital. And I think the initial he was hurt. I think he was I think because people like, huh, look at that. But think about it like this. Men or women, people in general that do stuff like that, that do what Ike does and beat people, those people are broken off top.
It's deeply insecure.
It doesn't mean it's insecure and it comes
deeply
from somewhere.
Insecure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, like even in my own father, he has some deep-rooted trauma growing up to make him the kind of father he was before he got to me. I'm the youngest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so he talks about, man, your older siblings got it the roughest because I was still trying to figure out how to be a dad. And I was just doing the things that I was taught by, unfortunately, my father, who was abusive and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of that passes it down. And he kind of, I kind of got the beginning of it, I mean, the end of it, when I was real young. Mm-hmm. And my pops, after a while, he just kind of just changed. He just changed to a different person. A different father, I should say. He was always a solid dude.
Yeah, it happens.
But when it comes to, sometimes you think...
I was scared of my daddy all my life.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't have to say nothing. This nigga at home, I'm scared.
You know, come in the room. Hey,
like, God damn. You
my
know
dad
what I'm
come in the room and I'm like, damn, did I do everything he told me to do?
I
brushed my teeth. I cleaned the bathroom and I wiped it.
I still wake up at 5 in the morning. I'm just shell shocked from daddy. Just get me up. You know what I'm saying?
But and that's how, I mean, a lot of dads are like that. So some go overboard.
And some of them knew they was fucked up before they had us. You knew you had PTSD, nigga. You knew you.
But I knew he was tore up. I knew that he was a buster. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
But what was his story? I don't really know.
So,
what was Ike's, you know, background for him to act? Did he see that? Like, what was his?
Well, I mean, outside his, you know, his father was murdered, right?
That's
he died slow too.
Yeah,
so he was he got like beat down.
Yeah, his daddy was in the streets.
But it was in the streets, and
that's why he didn't like going to hospitals.
He hated hospitals. His dad was like almost like in the hospital for like years, and he said it took him 3 years to die. Like he could smell his insides.
Yeah,
like he
always, I remember that. Yeah.
So like even though we don't know too much more about that, but we just know that
that's enough to mess you up to
abuse and, somebody else
and the first part. Before he gets to smashing Lil Anna May, the first part reveals a lot about who Ike is.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, a bunch of people I helped that went on to have big careers,
I believe that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
True. They left me.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I helped them, and I've got talent, and I've got skills, and they left me.
He kicked it up. That's why her thing was like, I want.
And I'm worried about people leaving me. Which, at the time he says it, I don't think he's using it as a tool to manipulate anime, but
either.
He does weaponize that thing later.
Right.
That you're gonna leave me like all them other people,
right? But when he fired on her, beat her down.
But when he's talking initially, he gives us his motivation. You know, I am a musician, and I believe I have talent, and I've had some people that have used me to get to the top,
became famous, and left me to dry.
So that's his whole, you know, thing. Now, he takes advantage of the opportunity to smash Lil Anna May, which I believe he always was going to do. The timing of it is foul.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And she was she was just out of line for
your wife,
she's still around.
Is still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She's laying in a hospital bed
right.
at the same time you smashing this little girl.
And let's not say little girl.
She looked like a little girl.
She's a little girl.
How old?
She was innocent.
She was innocent.
She was innocent.
But she was naive.
She was innocent and naive.
She wasn't 12.
She wasn't 12. She
was, I'm thinking she just finished school.
So you're thinking she was 17, 18?
Still very 18, she's going on 14.
And listen,
mentally.
And she's 18 from Nutbush.
That's the thing, too, saying right, there. Right.
She's 18 from Nutbush. Now in St. Louis, he was setting her ass up.
Nutbush in St. Louis, nice.
You go from 18 in Nutbush, yeah. You about 15. You about exactly in St. Louis,
and that's why I'm calling her Lil Anna Mae, yeah. Because she's timid and she's fragile.
She knows nothing about this world.
And that's why I'm saying y'all are absolutely wrong. Saying he was innocent and saying people whatever. Cry
I didn't say
river.
He was innocent.
Pull out the violin. Fuck
I didn't say
fuck
he was innocent.
Here. You know what I'm saying? Talking about who stepped on you and wooty woo. Why did they do that? Because look at who you are in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like who the fuck wouldn't leave you? Look at what you're doing, sir. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm in a healthy environment, and I just walked out. You know?
But at that time, we don't know no better.
I'm young. You done dig me down. I can sing. I'm thinking you're helping me. You know what I'm saying? You beat me. You know, like, you knew what you was doing, Ike.
Hey, and look at that. It wasn't like he didn't clarify why they left him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking they left him. Hey, everybody done left me. I done made him all this money and all this fame and left me to dry.
She's
left
sitting me there out crying, which you don't even
Dang,
know what you're talking
took
about.
Advantage of you. Uh-huh. He accurate. Didn't say that he was beating their ass.
This is accurate.
Right.
This is accurate. Yeah. This is accurate. That's a good point.
Man.
But, this woman out here drugged out, about to shoot
man.
Her.
But made it. But Anna Mae didn't have a chance.
She didn't have a
like
chance.
At that point,
her sister.
She's from Nutbush. She's in a band with Ike Turner. She's singing songs. He gives her that scandalous pipe.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
You know
right
that
there.
We don't know if Ike took her virginity or not.
By the way, she was moaning. Let him know that. Oh yeah, this is her first time.
That was her first.
Yeah. Ike has her in the palm of his hand. Mm-hmm. From that point on.
Yeah, he got her.
For like the next, up until we get into that limousine later.
Ooh.
He's got
That's
her.
A long time after that,
That's
though.
A long time.
You can
time.
Be focused as hell. Smart. Everything. That dick will fuck up your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Your whole life. Look where it took
Scandalous pipe.
Now she having kids by.
Man.
Done inheriting kids.
Yep. Now, let me ask you this. This is a quick, this. I don't think this is a hot take. Let me say this. The scene where they were backstage and he came back dressed and ready to go and the other women were dressed and everything and she was laying, sitting down in the little
tired,
chair,
right.
tired, drinking tea. She was like, she basically was saying, I'm not going out tonight. Fuck that. Ike or no Ike, you can't just not go out tonight. We on tour.
Yeah.
You can't just, I don't feel like it today. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get it if your voice gone. You know what I'm saying? Because the show does have to, you know what I'm saying? And you
got
to
go.
But if you sitting there like, I just can't. Like, I just had a baby. You took me out the goddamn shit.
You took me off the hospital.
I'm still supposed to be healing there. Now I'm out of here. I'm trying.
We don't know how hard Ike had been working her. Right? The assumption is Ike, first of all, for Ike to be like, she can't be in this hospital. I got money to make.
Exactly.
So we know Ike was about that bread.
Right.
So he probably had the band booked every night.
Sell
city
night.
To city.
She done carried this baby. So, she done had this baby. She's still leaking.
And she's a fucking show.
She is singing.
She is dancing.
She is beyond.
She is full body physical. Yeah, man. She was wrung
and,
out.
And he had 9 months. To prepare for her to drop this baby and give her at least 2 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Was it 6?
You
could have
planned to let her do at least something. Yeah. You know, like
he had planned to let her, oh, she about to drop this baby? Okay, she really gonna be out here then.
But you know, he was bad with money. Mm-hmm. We know the movie reveals multiple times that he's bad with money.
Right.
So he was probably already in the hole. Like he needed them shows to either break even or to make
to pay
something
somebody
happen.
Back.
Yeah.
He was taking advances a lot. And not making good on the bread.
Yeah, he wasn't making.
And he was just so easily triggered. Like anything just triggered you. Like I didn't like.
He was a boy. He's easily razzled and easily upset.
Yeah,
like a little kid.
Yeah,
you know.
And then as Tina starts to get to shine, that's when it really starts to take a hold.
Boy, his blood.
Where he gets
Now every now Trigger. She ain't singing the song. Hold on, first of all,
it was a lot of heat.
Don't get it twisted. You was doing your thing in St. Louis before anime walked into that place. Mm-hmm. Yes. The whole place loved you, so you don't. We you was a local legend.
Left.
So it wasn't. It wasn't like. So when he says, "I made you," you did. I had a talk with my wife about this too. I said, "Now you don't tell people that you made them,
right?" Yeah.
But I said, "I could tell you, could be on the outside looking in, that he did make her initially. He well, made her because yeah, she was sang it. She wasn't. She didn't come in there to sing. She came in." To see her home, her sister and just be around.
Yeah.
And then she ended up singing.
Everybody loved him, how everybody was trying. Right. She knew she had that voice.
So she knew she had that voice and she sang and she and he decided, I'm going to make you a star.
Yep.
She wasn't trying to be a star.
Right.
He did make her initially, but that power and that strength and that voice, that talent, the stage presence, her stage presence is crazy.
Bananas.
So bananas. Bananas. You know what I'm saying? So she was a star and she was a natural. Mm-hmm. And so they, then he, but he made, she made him what he became.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. What he became. He made her, you got her here and then she got you there, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like he couldn't accept that, obviously, but like he did make her. And she wasn't going to leave. He pushed her away.
And she didn't get arrogant or nothing. Like, most people turn up on you and do all that. Like, she chilled the whole time. Even in the end, she just wanted her name because she like, that's the thing I work so hard for.
What you should have did, instead of beating her up, is just manage your wife.
Right.
They want to build a song album by, without, she ain't going nowhere. She see your wife. Let her shine.
She'll do whatever you ask.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not possible for Ike Turner.
He wanted to be Ike and Tina.
Yeah.
He wanted to be Ike and Tina.
You know, when and the thing is that she gracefully kind of told him that, like, we've been kind of recording the same kind of music, which was a mistake. Yeah. On
you gotta know your audience. Read the room.
Yeah. It'll kill you, boy.
Not that she deserved to get whooped on like that. Of course, but it was, she was still standing in the pocket, and then when she does the song with that famous producer, Phil Spector.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. Great scene with her.
With the white dude, the orchestra.
Yeah,
the orchestra.
You know. And the way Ike was listening to the song.
And sitting back there like.
You know.
He was shrinking.
He was every so small. He was
I don't like that shit.
I don't like
that.
It was
a lot of
eating him alive. It was so dope. He was like. Oh, she's doing some shit without me, and it's fire.
And it's fire.
It's fire.
Well, why not be happy for
Come on, man. God. He never loved her in the first place.
You could tell by...
He was trying to get where he was trying to get.
You could tell by the outfit that nigga was wearing. Right? Like, he had the Beatles Caesar.
Man, he had the Beatles / Bruce Lee.
He had like purple crushed velvet.
Yeah.
Black belt. Uh-huh. Just looked like he was on the court. Dragon like he was, you know, like a Cadbury, you know, jester. You know, Downtown Abbey. He was supposed to be the man.
That's why she talked for him that one interview. Mm-hmm. He didn't even say nothing. You know, she just spoke for him. And
imagine how difficult that was. I do want to talk a little bit about Angela Bassett.
Let's do that.
So we did
Stella.
We did Stella. Mm-hmm. And I said that I thought that Angela Bassett's portrayal in Stella was her best performance. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not walking that back.
Okay.
But after watching What's Love Got to Do with It, it is razor thin.
Razor thin.
Razor thin. And I tell you why. There's a couple of things. And then I'll open it up to see what you guys think. So it's definitely two different styles of acting.
Yes.
How she has to act in Stella versus how she has to act in What's Love Got to Do with It. Mm-hmm. What's Love Got to Do with It commands such physicality from her, right? Yes. The dancing, the you know, everything like that.
Yep.
The limousine scene and when she's sprinting to the hotel, I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still think that Stella is slightly better because I wasn't a huge fan of how Angela Bassett played young anime.
Okay.
Give me
why.
The timid nature. It was difficult for me to believe she was timid at seeing the guns on her arms.
Right.
Right? To somebody that strong could be. I get it.
That's not fair, though. Listen, we can be soft and strong.
The other part that I felt sometimes I felt like Angela was maybe trying a little too hard to be like Tina instead of just being Tina. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the mannerisms seemed like something that maybe Angela had saw or seen and was you know, kind of like just replicating it a little bit. And it seems like, I think she's trying to be Tina in this scene. She's trying to embody Tina in this scene versus other scenes where she's just the character, right? Does that make any sense in terms of?
No, I get it. I get it.
Like some of the arm gestures and mannerisms. I mean,
she literally worked with her. Like choices. They literally worked together. Like yeah. She was.
But I get also, it. I get it. I, get what I wouldn't saying. Be surprised if Tina Turner was on set. Damn near every day.
Yeah, well, yeah,
she was there.
Telling her was like, you got to give me more. Give me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised because knowing Tina Turner, I don't know if you ever watched her interview. Yeah. She's eccentric.
So yes. think about Denzel's. Think about Denzel's Malcolm, right? Uh-huh. I felt like Denzel was being Malcolm, right? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like there was any movement or any particular thing that he was doing.
I agree.
And in this one, there were some times where I felt like, I think Angela saw that like Tina kind of holds her head to the left a little bit. So I'm just going to do that a lot, right? And not that it didn't work.
Right.
Not that it didn't work. It's just sometimes I noticed, right? And when I noticed, it just took me out of the scene just a little bit. And I'm like, I'm looking at an actress. Versus looking at Tina Turner. But there are other scenes where I'm like, I'm 100% looking at Tina Turner.
Yeah.
I don't remember because 93, you know, I'm thinking I'm 12. You know what I'm saying? So this is very believable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's perfect. Killed
it. Yeah, like, I understand what you're saying now when you say it because I know she did work very close with her mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Her body. Her body.
Yeah. Like, showing every tooth in her mouth was on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm thinking like, her energy... She was very giddy, very kind of like expressive as a young girl.
Yeah. And it.
But this is the same girl that was, oh my God, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. They showing that she had it in her.
She's been this way her whole life. Right. So she's extra.
Yeah.
She's every, so she smiles big all the time.
And she's nervous. Smiles. Yeah.
And
she is nervous moving through there when she hit that nut stage.
Bush. I get it.
When she hit that nut stage. Bush.
You know what I'm saying? And then to St. Louis.
Yeah. No, I'm not even like knocking
it. But
you bring it to our attention.
I just noticed it, right?
I noticed it.
I'm not knocking it. I just noticed it.
She was a little extra on stage, but I'm thinking
that's who Tina Turner was.
Extra. Everybody, think about who was, everybody was trying to be Tina Turner back then.
Yeah.
She got legs. The legs commercial. Remember
the legs, the way she wearing her hair.
Oh my God.
You guys probably know this. You definitely know this as directors and actors and the stuff that you do on stage. It almost kind of seems like they may have shot this movie in chronological order. And Angela Bassett got more comfortable with the character the longer she had played it. Because the Tina-isms are more prominent at the beginning of the movie, right?
Mm.
As opposed to like...
She
settled into the character more. Huh. And then it became a lot more natural and organic, right? Versus at the beginning where it's noticeable. Not knocking it. I'm not saying that she did it bad, but it's noticeable. So I was thinking about like, okay, I bet they shot this in chronological order. Because by the time we get to a more established season, Tina, she's in... Bodying Tina Turner.
Right, because she remembering the church thing, but you know, now she with this dude, so she trying to make him happy, but you see how he like, more, like put, you know what I'm saying? He was like, remember the first little thing
put
she was trying
to... on that diaphragm.
Yeah, like, come on, put some...
Had to get mom out of there.
Yeah, like,
what
you
mean,
do this? She doing, like, but he was training her, but once she got there, she like, it was a different genre. She used to, you know, the other stuff she doing. This ain't gospel. You know what I'm saying? You shaking the tail feather now.
Yeah, and then once he couldn't, she was basically, not perfect, but she was singing everything great.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and he just was so unhappy with everything. He had to, nitpick.
And he's high.
Man.
High as hell.
He's
you know who ain't shit more than anybody?
Who?
More than mom and sis?
Who?
Whole ass Frost.
Yeah.
This Frost, big yes man.
Yeah.
The yes man to
He's
the
yes
there's no way.
To the bullshit. Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm letting the homie who I care for beat his wife up all the time in front of me, mm-hmm. bro. I'm out. First of all, the last time inside the studio, I'm not leaving, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see him high on coke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody out. We need some privacy.
Yeah.
Yo, bro. Let's
like,
let's
fight
go outside.
Me, bro. Don't be fighting. Like, come on.
Right,
you got to.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not. And they hear that.
He ain't shit.
And that's what real men do. You know what I'm saying?
And I was like, bro, if it's a money thing, man, you've been rocking with Ike for years, man. Save your bread up so you can leave.
If Ike pay you.
Right. He might pay him in women and coke.
But what's fucked up in that scene, and this is especially before the very difficult to watch studio booth rape scene.
Yeah.
But Anime goes, all right, now don't get nothing on you.
That's crazy.
Right? Like she's showing love.
Right.
And it's she not reciprocal.
Yeah.
He walking out. You know, he noted that she be getting beat on. But he looking the other way.
Only one that didn't look the other way is Jackie.
Yes.
And she was like, man, you're going to die if you stay with him. Mm-hmm. And he fired on Jackie. And she was like, you got but one time.
Jackie out.
I'm done.
She was out.
Yeah. And she left the business.
Yeah.
But she didn't want she was there longer than she was there before anime got there.
She mm-hmm. was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And still helped.
And didn't even yeah. rock with anime at first.
Right. Yep. Nobody did. They don't like when you come in there.
You yeah. better than all of us.
Yeah.
You
be your background.
Be your background. Mm-hmm. And you nice. And you giddy. And, mm-hmm. and you don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah.
But they saw the talent.
They saw the talent. And, yeah. and they saw the soul that she yeah. had. Yeah. She was yeah. a good person.
She yeah. was. She the mm-hmm. one introduced her to the Buddhism, right?
Hell yeah. 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 Every episode, he has a new name. Mm-hmm. And that's what this one is. Shit.
That's why this movie, as brutal as it is,
mm-hmm.
is this weird, amazing comedy.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
God, it's hard to say that mm-hmm. because the subject matter mm-hmm. is so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have spent years laughing at this movie.
That's crazy.
As well. That's right? Crazy. Like, that should not be a hot take. For yeah. as much as we True. Love, you know, What's Love Got to Do with It, we have been quoting that shit.
Eat the cake just, anime.
Eat the cake eat anime. Cake.
Nut Bush.
Anime, yeah. Oh, like yeah.
Nut Bush.
I ain't on that narcotic.
I know that narcotic.
Yeah. I'm in here. Uh-huh. I'm trying to help Ike.
You trying to... Yeah. You tried to help Ike.
Yeah.
I gave the one to help. Boy, man, crazy. So
and that Nutbush line is right before she gets raped. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And and people talk about, man, you about to get Ike now.
Yeah.
Don't make me Ike Turner you.
Yeah.
It's a Maybe joke.
Even Martin. Ike and Tina, Gina.
He became a joke. And that's what's weird about the post post legacy you know? Of this movie.
Yeah.
Is this movie illustrates for Black people in the world the treatment. Now, I don't know, like, I was too young in '93.
Facts.
I knew who Tina Turner was.
Of course.
She was in Mad Max 2. Young yes, Thunderdome. Mm-hmm. Plus, I knew her music.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, like, my mom and dad, like, if everybody knew that, like, you know, Ike used to be whooping on Tina.
Right.
We didn't have the internet then.
No, we didn't.
Right? Like,
no,
you know,
no
so...
And the TV
it, it would. I don't know if it would have been
you
known.
Someone had to sit down and tell you,
like, oh yeah,
read newspaper.
I was from St. Louis, or yeah. I seen, you know,
I was in that diner when you yeah. know what I'm saying.
So yeah. this movie comes out, everybody's now aware of what Tina Turner went through.
Yeah,
and then like for the next 10 years, Ike Turner becomes this weird, like, joke,
parody.
But also like icon.
Mm-hmm.
He gets popularity. From it. He gets like his name from
when
it.
When you think of Ike Ike Turner, you think of Eat the Cake anime.
Yeah. Yep.
The humorous side of the
yes.
trauma.
You don't think of a terrorizing
no,
bastard.
No, you also think of a dude that beat the shit out of women. Yeah. You know, when you hear Ike Turner, you're like,
somehow,
oh, shit.
Somehow,
he give Ike vibes.
Somehow the shit softened it. Like,
when
like,
I say
when,
the joke.
When Martin and Gina are joking about it.
Yeah.
In Living Color all the time.
It lightens yeah. it.
And Eat
it
the Cake anime. And people laugh at that. Like, Eat the Cake anime shouldn't even be a punchline.
Right.
Shouldn't even be a punchline.
You know what I'm saying? But people forget. Or they either forget or they black out.
Right. If you can make it funny, then make it funny. You
exactly.
know? But if you can't, you cancel.
True. The nah. same. So Ike Turner literally even worse than Joe Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same situation. Joe Jackson would mop Tito for fucking up his chords.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slap him. Mm-hmm. Hit him in the back of the head. And he's sitting in the back of the... He's playing in the living room with his dad behind him and he's going to get kicked in the ass
the Midwest
if he mess up. Man. You know what I'm saying?
See, I think it's because, and you guys tell me this, I think What Love's Got to Do with It is one of those movies that most people, if they really tally it up, maybe have only seen one or two times.
Yeah, really.
Right? Like, really, because if you watch that movie a lot.
Why?
And it wouldn't be
it's so
it wouldn't be as funny.
It wouldn't be as funny.
I think people see it and I think, like, they have forgotten about the brutality of it and just latched on to the lines and the jokes. And that's why, instead of being a tragedy, it's this weird
it's a mixture.
Comedy.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it
100. You're right, too, because I watched it a long time. Look at all these intricate parts I remember. Yeah. I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Right.
When you said it was this movie, I'm like, oh, I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
like,
crazy.
I was like, I hate on Mr. Fire Heartbeat. Say, I'm telling you, these are good now, but I clearly, it stuck out.
Yes.
She ran down that. The
she was moving.
What? She was running moving.
A 4-3. Man,
that was
out of there.
4-1.
4-1, probably.
And a white pantsuit.
White pantsuit.
Getting it. And listen, and oh my God, it's such. It's maybe some of the best acting. And yep. and she's trying to.
How do you muster that up for fake?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you muster up that character?
She says, "My name is Tina Turner. I'm supposed to perform. I've got 19 at the academy.
32 cents.
I got 32 cents. But if you could give me a room, I'll pay you back."
I'm talking about sitting there, just whole face just swole, just looking like Martin when Tommy Hearns whooped him.
Yeah,
just beat up. You know what I'm saying, bro?
And that limo scene. I'm not gonna. Before we get to that,
that's why the movies don't impress us.
Eat the cake.
It's real acting.
Yeah, for facts. Eat the cake anime scene. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna even laugh. Even when I watched it recently, I laughed once Jackie walked out of there. You got one more time to hit me. You gonna die if you leave. If you don't leave, it's okay, Jackie. Just come on back. No, fuck that. Mm-hmm. She walks out. Yeah, this nigga sits back down. And says, "Frog, get some of this cake, man." Oh, damn, this is some good cake.
Yeah. They high as hell.
I'm rolling at that point. I start laughing
because
he really went back to the cake.
He didn't give a damn.
Like, Frost, get some of this cake, man. Damn, some good cake. Knowing you just slapped your backup singer and you just lost the backup singer. You lost
because Lawrence Fishburne is killing it.
And
as
you stuffed this down, homie. You gonna stuff this down anime throat.
Right.
Now you're trying to, you can't run the world, sir.
Yeah. I'm in control. After that incident, but especially after the limo
fight,
Ike still thinks he's in control.
Yeah, you do.
And that might have been the first time that Tina ever fought back.
Mm-hmm. It was.
So Ike doesn't realize that there's a shift now.
The shift.
Mm-hmm. There's a shift. Mm-hmm. She was already mouthing off a little bit, right? She fights back. But Ike still thinks we're running the Ike playbook. Now go ahead, wake me up in 2 hours for a sound check. You know, someone there clean your face off and falls asleep. Now again, he's high, so he's not thinking clearly.
Right.
But he doesn't realize that the jig is up. That she's either going to kill him.
Yeah.
Or be out.
Right.
And then he learns when he starts showing up later in her life.
It's really helpful.
And the way he shows up, he's on that same shit, which I found hilarious. He hasn't learned anything.
He running the same play.
Yeah, running the same shit.
And y'all do that. Me and do that. I'm not stupid no more. I woke up. She woke up. You really expected her to be that same dummy forever.
He pulls the gun out on her. She don't give a fuck.
He says, "Let's go."
How you think it's going to go now?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "What you going to do?
Get the fuck out of here.
Shoot me.
You going to shoot me? Pistol with me, bro?"
Yeah.
Okay, then what you gotta do?
I'm performing.
You've done this already.
Yeah.
You've busted my face several times.
I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Come on, man.
I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Any other scenes before we start getting into awards?
Ho ass Ike Turner Jr.
Hey.
Switching sides at the courtroom and then coming back with his tail tucked.
He was an op.
He was an op.
Remember that boy.
Well, in his defense, he's the only non-biological from Tina.
Oh, okay.
He's Lorraine's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorraine and Ike's baby, Ike Turner Jr.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even though she was his first, she raised him he calls her mama.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get that, as he should. But and he ended up coming back to her. And once Ike started beating him up, he had no more punching bags.
He went to live with his daddy. That's the
only time I've seen that actor with hair.
Yeah.
It's the only time.
Michael T. Jones?
Richard T. Jones.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've seen him with hair.
And that still might have been fake.
I had to do a double take. Oh, yeah.
So Richard T. Jones was Ike Jr.
Yeah.
And he was Ike
and
Jr.
And y'all know Richard T. Jones is the one who clowned Jill Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, he was Mike.
Yep.
And Why Did I Get Married? And he was Ike Jr. Turner. I mean, Ike Turner Jr. And What's Love Got to Do?
He always plays ancient character.
Yeah, he does.
No.
He plays Slim.
He was Slim as cool.
He was Slim as cool.
Slim was solid.
Yeah.
Let me take that back.
Slim is what got
what movie?
In the Wood.
Oh, yeah.
He was good at that.
That was good, yeah.
I
like
that.
Any other scenes? Any other themes?
When she had thought she had got away with all her kids, and she was at the bus stop. And then she's like, she got back on the Greyhound or whichever bus it was, and she saw that Ike Jr. and Marcus or Mike was gone. She's like, "Where'd it go?" And she happened to look outside. She came outside the bus and saw Ike
and had her mama told on her.
Mama told her.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, your mama say
ain't shit.
Say
I was. A lot of times, the women back in the day, the mothers back in the day be like, man.
Thinking about the money.
Just the security. Even if your security is beating you up half the time, at least you got a place to live. At least he's going to provide. Say. You know what I'm saying? So, because she wasn't broke. She was living probably the best that she's ever lived, but she was getting beat up.
But goddamn, mama, you already done. Look how you did me my whole life. You couldn't even look out this one. Like, my mama is not an op. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, she would go, she would ride with me. She don't care. Lie not, right hand.
Different. Some mothers are like,
the perception, and again, I've never lived that life. I'm not old enough to know, nor have I had conversations with older people. A lot of this just kind of comes from movies and what I think I know about society. Mm-hmm. Men used to be able to move much differently than how they move now. Yeah. Like, it was accepted that men were going to cheat.
Yeah.
And it was accepted that you was going to get cheat on. Mm-hmm. But you were still going to cook the dinners. You were still going to fold the clothes. You were still going to do the laundry. Mm-hmm. As long as he's, you know, paying the bills, and as long as he come home most nights, right?
Because old school men get that check to the woman. Yeah. She do that shit.
They would still call that guy a good man.
Yeah.
That's what Anime's mom said. Mm-hmm. That's a girl, he just being a man. Just,
remember Waiting to Exhale?
Yeah.
When Whitney's mama,
Whitney
Houston's mom, was like, I know he's there, but he's going to leave his wife, and you need to be next in line. Whoa.
Yeah.
She didn't say that verbatim, but that's basically what she was saying.
That's basically what you said.
The dude is going to divorce his wife. He's telling you that you got to be patient, baby, because when he's done with her, he's going to wife you up.
It's Anime's, Anime's mom, top five worst black moms.
Ooh. Who's number one?
Who's number one worst Precious black mama? Mom?
Monique.
That's what I was, that's what came in my head.
Yeah, Monique. I think.
Beat Antoine. Penny? Who beat Penny?
Oh, mama, with the iron.
Yeah,
Penny mama.
See, like Antoine Fisher mama to me doesn't make the list.
No,
because she's on drugs.
Nigga.
No. I'm talking about his foster mama.
Oh, the foster mama.
Yeah.
She's.
Nigga. Yeah, she's scared.
Nigga. First ballot Hall of Fame.
Hug my neck, nigga.
She still acted like it was first cool. Look when he came back here.
Now you listen here. No, what?
I'm still.
You let your niece rape me?
Whitney Houston's mama in Waiting to Exhale, but I think Anime's mama ain't shit
because
Anime
she tried to act like she was the protective mom, saying stuff like, "Hey, my daughter gonna be a nurse. She's not about to be single with nobody's man."
Yep,
he pulled them $200-$300 out
when she grabbed that real
put that up in their brassiere.
That was it.
She was like, "All right, cool. I know there's gonna be many more where this much more where this comes from. So, all right, you done bought your way in.
Come on. Money talk.
One other." Tidbit.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. It was just when he was talking about the Antoine Fisher that I was just thinking. At least it was a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, it could have been worse, sir.
Yeah, I hate that you got raped.
But
I would have hated to eat that box.
Would you know, really, at that age?
Here's the thing,
that age, you wasn't too picky.
You getting abused.
Yeah. She wasn't that bad.
No. What? Nigga?
No. I'm talking about the niece. The babysitter.
Yeah, I would hate that box.
I'm
talking about Big Mama.
Oh, Big Mama. Yeah.
That's abuse.
Stupid. That's abuse.
That's abuse. The other one is an opportunity.
Opportunity. Yeah,
right.
Opportunity.
Right. Thanks for looking out.
I look back, man. My first experience as a young brother was
not the babysitter.
Yeah. No, not the babysitter. Nah, but like, yeah.
You got too happy over whatever the fuck it was, you know?
You know what I'm saying? I was a little too young.
I tell her, I'm going to bed.
My box is a little low. I'm in here. I'm doing this.
Yeah, if you're looking for me, I'll just be asleep.
Damn, shit. Big boy.
Drink your water.
It's different for boys. It's different for boys. It's different. Now, the tables were turned with a girl? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Right. Yeah, we're not doing
that. Also, I've been kind of keeping this list of the worst black characters in movie history.
Mm-hmm.
Ike Turner is... First vote Hall of Fame.
First ballot
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Worst piece of shit. Like, you know, I've got.
Oh, like the worst
characters.
He's
his wife up. He's beating the backup singers up.
Yeah. I've got Mr. From the Color Purple in there.
Woo.
I got Buns.
Redemption, though.
Mr. From the Color Purple. He's still one of the worst characters.
He's definitely up there. Yeah, he first ballot.
Yeah, you know, I'm not.
That first scene when he was getting, he was taking, making sure that, damn, what's her name? Maybe. You got Celie and we got Nettie. And Celie was getting drugged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I hate that.
Yeah.
I love that little girl. The actor, she committed. Mm-hmm. Both of them girls committed to that scene. And so did he.
Mm-hmm.
That. So he's definitely first ballot.
Yeah.
And he's worse than Ike.
You think he's worse than I
am? Mister? Mister's worked. Mister from Color Purple, for most of the movie.
This is great.
Mm. It's worse than Ike Turner.
This is delicious for me.
So?
Man, he would have.
What did he do? Who did he beat?
Well, you know what?
For one.
Because they both beat.
He was for one.
They both beat.
Huh?
They both put hands on women.
True. But he put hands on little girls.
Oh, okay. Right.
And right, he smashed. Hey, I'm giving Tina Turner 18.
Yeah. So, you're saying Ike's not a pedophile.
Anime is 18.
Yeah, so Ike's not a pedophile.
His woman was a grown woman. Lorraine was grown.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know you don't want to give it to him, but listen. We know.
She was grown. Mister for sure.
These are good points.
Mister for sure
was
out there looking for little girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Straight perv.
Hitting them.
Straight perv. Yeah, hitting them.
And separated that girl from the only one that ever loved her. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think you're right. I think Mister is ranked higher.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, we got to get into some awards.
Some awards.
All right, so we're going to give out the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most valuable person in What's Love Got to Do With It. Mm-hmm. Who is the MVP of the movie?
Tina Turner.
We have to get that to Angela Bassett. Yeah,
Angela Bassett.
We have to get that to
Man, and some, but sometimes when we do these type of films, mm-hmm. it might not be the main
some
character.
Some people steal the show.
Sometimes people, you be like, oh, it was her
this one made it
or him.
It. Yeah.
But she was
amazing.
She was amazing. And on top of that, even just for the fortitude of the film, mm-hmm. for the... Pardon me. So in the film, actors have to get from the beginning of the movie to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Who helped this main character get to the end of the movie mm-hmm. more than anybody? Mm-hmm. She did. She helped herself more because mm-hmm. she had no one. Now, runner-up would be Jackie.
That's who my sleeper MVP is.
Because she already had the strength in her, but once she got introduced to Buddhism,
mm-hmm. I think
that's when things started.
If
really,
Jackie doesn't give Tina the Buddhism,
she never would have got out of it.
She would never have got out.
Need something to believe in. When you're down in there, like,
that's true.
Who can figure? Mm-hmm. We don't all know the answers to
Vanessa
this
Bell Calloway, for one.
But you need that.
Vanessa Bell, yes.
You need that something.
I want to say this real quick.
Vanessa, you're right. She killed.
When we think of like the female actresses over age 50,
mm-hmm.
over age 45.
Mm-hmm.
No, over age 50. Because the 50, we have a lot of black actresses now. We got the Lisa Rae's, the Nia Long's, the Taraji P's, the Gabrielle Union. They're all 50, early 50s. Regina's, Kerry Washington.
They're all like mid 50s.
Mid and early,
Because they're about 10 years older than us.
Yeah, true.
They're about 10 years older than us.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 55 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Angela Bassett is the number one woman.
Yes.
Then you got Lynn Whitfield.
Yeah.
But Vanessa Bell, I'm saying all that to say Vanessa Bell Calloway is so, not underrated, but underappreciated or mm-hmm. under-talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yes. Yes.
Because.
Yes. Maybe she overshadowed, but she killed that.
Yeah. And. The fact that she has, she wasn't Tina Turner,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm sure she probably auditioned for Tina Turner.
Right, yeah.
Right.
You know? And see, I think that's probably what the story is. I think the story with Vanessa Bell Calloway is probably second place.
Been her.
Mm-hmm. number two on the call sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think she did not get. Now, I'm looking at her filmography. The woman has worked for decades.
Yes, sir.
So that's important.
Yes.
Because some of these filmographies be thin.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So she
from 90s to 2000 or the late 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah. You be like, where'd they go?
She's worked for years. But I think that, I think she probably lost out on roles
because
that might have went to Alfre Woodard or might have mm-hmm. went to Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lynn Whitfield, Regina King.
Lynn Whitfield. Yep.
And so, like you said, Alfre Woodard. What's mm-hmm. her? What's the other one? With the voice, Loretta Devine.
Devine.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, it's unfortunate.
She kind of lost to those.
And think about the women in general. Let me say, before we finish out,
mm-hmm.
one thing I want to say. This is the second time I've seen a movie with Jennifer Lewis playing the mom of a woman the same age as her.
Yep. Just because her
today,
her
Jennifer,
her
Angela
is
Bassett,
years older.
Y'all are so right. I just realized
Jennifer Lewis is 67 years old right now. Angela Bassett is 65.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And baby girl, Vanessa Bell Calloway is 66.
And so she played her mother. Sisters, and she was the mom.
And preacher's wife. Preacher's wife
can't take nothing from mm-hmm. her.
She's playing Whitney Houston's mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and they're 6 years apart.
She just knows how to play
She's commanding.
So like, yeah. like imagine if there was a quality about me, right? Mm-hmm. Just something about me and be like, mm-hmm. you know what, Tone? You're going to always be a great bootlegger. Mm-hmm. There's something about you that's just 1930s.
Right.
You got a 1930s mm-hmm. face. Mm-hmm. You got a 1930s cadence.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
like whatever it is with Jennifer Lewis, mm-hmm. it's just she's got that she mom that. Soul What's the mm-hmm. that she can play. She can be the same age mm-hmm. as her daughter, mm-hmm. but project older spirit. Yeah. It's her gift.
And it's a reason. And she... Like she, man, if I ever have an opportunity.
Man. I always ask for that. I'll be like, I just want to do a movie with Samuel Jackson. You know Samuel. What I'm saying? I love him mm-hmm. so much. Angela. Ooh,
Samuel and Jennifer play your mom?
Ooh.
That's going to be a loud Ooh. Set.
That's a loud set, nigga.
It's going to be a loud set.
Say, motherfucker.
Bro, I would love for Samuel Jackson to be playing my father.
I would love him to be my anything. Like, yeah. well, girl, whatever. We can work together.
My father is a mixture of Morgan Freeman, same. Lawrence Fishburne, and Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Man.
Ask any of my partners, my homeboy, they'd be like, bro, yo, nigga, hey, nigga, this nigga, like, mm-hmm. Furious Styles from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Sugar Pops. Yep. Morgan Freeman, Sugar Pops.
Man.
Malcolm X playing, yeah.
Who would win in a fight? Yeah. Mr. or Ike Turner?
Ooh.
Danny Glover versus Lawrence Fishburne.
They I'm gonna say this.
I'm probably gonna go with Ike.
Ike?
I don't know why I'm saying it because this dude, like y'all said, he praying on kids and shit. But
Mister is country strong.
That's what I'm saying.
That is a difference.
He was sending to his farm in his 70s.
Yeah,
he was old as hell at the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
and he was still tilling the farm, tilling the field.
But I think Ike Turner.
And Ike a musician.
Because you know, he was a musician
in Color Purple.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. Some dudes will beat kids, but they won't fight a dude. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Ike could beat a grown bitch and he'll fight a dude.
And I say this, I think that if any of them dudes bucked up to him, then I'll beat the fuck out you.
Yeah. I think that's why they
he'd be his son of two. Mm-hmm. His grown ass son. He'd be his grown ass son.
I think that's why they all was in line. I think Ike had them hands. And I think, like, I think that there's a scene that we didn't see of him beating the shit out of Spider, right? Like, you know, or him laying hands on Frost.
Yeah, because why are you such a big bitch?
And Mister was afraid of Sophia. And he's afraid of his own dad.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. When people kind of bucked up to him, mm-hmm. he cowered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't see, only it took Tina... Anime and Tina. It took anime and mm-hmm. Tina together, plus the Buddhism, to whoop his ass.
Yeah.
LVP.
LVP.
So for MVP, for you guys both go Tina.
Mm-hmm.
No question. Mm-hmm. I go Jackie. We all agree.
Right.
Ain't nobody wrong. LVP.
Frost.
Is it Frost?
Yeah.
What is L?
Least valuable
player.
Yeah.
He wasn't even a good friend.
Mm.
He was a yes man.
Yeah.
He wasn't even, we never ever had Ike cuss him out. Leave me the fuck alone. It's my business. It's my woman. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out. He had none of that. He never gave him any pushback.
Hmm.
Are you tripping? Yeah. Even if you watch, there's movies, mm-hmm. there's movies where you see a man falling apart from drugs, drug addiction, alcoholism. There's always a homeboy.
Just like, get your shit.
Hey, man, come on, man.
People care about you. Something.
Yeah.
Somebody have an intervention. Y'all just let them go down.
Even enough to be like, man, are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Frosty, you know.
Come on,
so,
man.
So, yeah, he's the LVP because he don't love nobody.
He don't love nobody.
He ain't good for nobody.
He just a yes man want to be around. But I'm going to get that LVP, too. That sister, dog. You my big sister, bitch.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go on and give it to you, yeah. bitch, because if nothing else, I'm looking up to you. Like, you know, like you said, you the baby, I'm the baby. Like, my brother, it don't mm-hmm. care. It's just 2 years. That's mm-hmm. big brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get that, mm-hmm. you get that game, you get that example, you get, like, how you going to be from your siblings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. bitch, I was already away from you. Now I'm here with you. Yeah.
Aline.
Yeah, fuck your dress, sister. Bitch. Tell mm-hmm. me how to really be a lady. Tell me how to really play the game. Mm-hmm. Tell me how to really get the money like you. Be a bartender. Why I gotta be the, you know what I'm saying?
And not on, here's why you so right about this.
Hmm.
You 200%. I feel the truth coming out of
yeah.
you.
Man.
She is the bartender in a nightclub in St. Louis.
She's regular, that he frequents.
Nobody got more game than sis.
Man. Right.
She's seen everything.
Man.
She's
you getting the tips?
Where the coaches be, where the offensive coordinator be. She see the entire field. She know who everybody is
right.
and how Everybody moves, and you couldn't protect your little sister.
Man, that's an issue. Like
even
an
issue. We should have saw a scene. Mm-hmm. We should have saw a scene where she was trying to, and she and anime wasn't listening.
Yeah. Yes, or
then
something.
I stall her.
I would feel a little better.
A little bit,
mm-hmm. You know. But you got to tell me the right thing. I done told a couple of partners before. I was on like my shit where I'm going 30 days, and I'm like 9 days in. We go to some shit, mm-hmm. and we decided to drink and shit, and I told them the next day because I started over the next day. But I was like, started so y'all over? My free. Mm-hmm. Nah, but I'm like, y'all my people. Like, tell me the right thing. I know I'm grown. I'm going to do what I want mm-hmm. regardless. But like, if you really my people, you tell the person the right thing. Right. You don't roll with the bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not blaming nobody because we make our own decisions. But right. I need them people around me who going to shut that dumb shit
down. At least I tried. I tried to
exactly.
tell you. I know. Let's have that conversation.
Yeah.
When I'm driving you away from the police and I'll bail you out. Yeah. Bro, I told your dumb ass, bro.
I got I on your man. Dress. You let me just stroll off with this. You see these bitches can't even sing and they fighting bitches to, yeah. You know, man. Like, help me.
You see what's going on.
You see what's going on.
You don't give a damn about me.
That's real. That's real.
I'm glad it was being my brother. Fuck these yeah. bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Aileen, Phyllis Yvonne Stickney, another yeah. woman that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Hell, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And
underrated. Understated.
Okay, yeah.
She gets, oh, you yeah. getting the LVP, Phyllis.
Yeah. yeah. But, yeah. But so you got to get it. I have to give it to her.
But yeah, and she usually plays such a strong, she, her roles are usually strong.
But she was good. I mean, first of all, they normally have her play strong. Militant,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So it was. Fight, it was yeah, great to see her in the club with her tongue out,
with a tight dress on, with a little tight dress. Yeah.
It was good to see her party a little bit.
But she was on her mama's side, and like once you have your siblings for real, that's when you come to me like, okay, mama be tripping a little. This mm-hmm. what you need to know. Boom, boom, boom. Like we got to stick together. She left her hanging. All we got.
She left mm-hmm. her hanging.
Like,
her hanging. Let's go, fist. Okay, it's fist. Time to. So when we do it, she's like, "What the fuck, we fighting?"
fist.
Okay, so on a scale of 5 black fists, this movie being an all time classic, or 1 black fist, just a black movie that was made, how do we rank and rate What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, I'm gonna rank it. Okay, you can get 5 black feet. I like that, y'all. Ah, that's so funny. I like this black shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it like 3.5, even 4 black fish. You know why? Because it was well shot. You know what I'm saying? It gave mm-hmm. us the background. The whole point, I asked about Ike, but the whole point is this is Tina's movie. This mm-hmm. is What's Love Got to Do with It. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right.
They said it took her some days to even watch it for real after having to tell this story like really live through this. So y'all, it was shot amazingly. It was cast greatly. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You know, some stuff you'd be like, why would this person be mm-hmm. this person? You know, no, it was amazing. And the way she looked amazing. Her acting was amazing. The tears, you know, everything hit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, even dance, everything. It was just a great movie, and it depicted, like, what people really go through. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And so I'm going to give it a throwed-ass 4, because I know some bullshit black movies that I, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 4 fists.
This movie gets a 5
okay.
for me.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
For everything you just said.
Yeah.
I felt like there was no drop-offs, and I think... The only thing I could have thought of, since it's a biopic, and is making the younger anime, the baby girl at 8 years old, mm-hmm. and the 17, the 18-year-old should have been a different girl.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's nitpicking, though.
Right, right.
But that it didn't bother me at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It still looks young.
Especially back in the day, we saw in the 1970s and the 60s, some of these dudes, look, they was 30 and they was 19.
Well, yep.
20 years old. And they had mustaches and beard mm-hmm. and chin straps and mm-hmm. they was grown-ass looking men, but they was only like 18 years old. So it happens. Yeah. And she from Nutbush, Tennessee.
Nutbush.
Nutbush.
You know what I'm saying?
Nutbush.
But it's a 5 for me. Performances. Ike Turner. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne, man.
Whew,
this is Curtis Cowboy from Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah. Man.
This is Morpheus.
You know
what
I'm saying? This
you know
Morpheus.
How usually, like, you know, hey, somebody that upstate, they was right there neck and neck. Like, it was just great on both, you know.
Because he went from Furious Styles and Boys in the Hood mm-hmm. to Ike Turner.
Yeah.
So I was like, he was such a stand-up.
The range.
Such a loving, lovable person. Perfect, not perfect. No, them ain't perfect dad.
This guy's an actor's actor.
He's an actor's actor.
That's what make you respect him.
This guy's an actor's actor.
Where is the range?
He's an actor's actor.
Yeah.
Because you know the one who always the thug. You always the Mexican thug mm-hmm. in the movies. You know what I'm saying? With the tattoos. Mm-hmm.
You
always the mama. You always the this. But now.
He could play he can be a single lot of father things. In the hood. He could play Ike Turner.
He could be leader of the human revolution.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
in
exactly.
the Matrix.
Good,
so yeah, it's a 5.
This movie is a 5 for me. It was going to be a 4.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
I thought that the lip syncing was clunky. That's the one thing that I did not like.
93 Alstom.
Yeah, it was. I know. It's one of those only things. It's a nitpick, but I. With all of the superior acting that's done, because, hey, we've already talked about how I think that this could, by a flip of a coin, be Angela Bassett's best performance.
Right. Yes.
True. I think the same could be said for Lawrence Fishburne.
Man.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
This is maybe his best performance, yeah. Yes, hands right. down. So we've got these amazing acting performances, and then this obvious lip syncing in the middle. And I know there was no way around that, like, unless to have them sing.
I'm going to keep it on it. I didn't pay attention to the lip sync.
I just noticed it. I noticed it.
And the why? Because I know that she's not Tina Turner.
Right.
And now, if it's Jennifer Hudson playing Dreamgirls or Beyonce, I'm looking at like, why they lip sync? What the hell?
Yeah.
I know.
She's an actress.
Yeah.
But she did. She had everything else. She didn't have time to take classes and sing live like Beyonce.
And the only reason why I notice it, is because these people are so good at their performances, when they get to singing, it takes me out of how good they are embodying those people.
Okay.
I just notice it. I just it's a thing like, oh, like, I'm watching the movie again. You know. But aside from that, and again, that's the pettiest.
And I thought they did good at that, but I'm telling you, I'm young.
What we gonna do one day?
When is your birthday?
December 5th.
God damn. Okay.
Sagittarius. I'm December 2nd.
Half man, half
Oh, my
man.
God. Uh-huh. And damn, right. My brother the 10th, my dude December the 20th. 5th. Like, oh, yeah.
December 5th.
Uh-huh. Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Get me out of here. Nah.
Yeah.
No, because I'm surrounded by greatness. Like, you, I'm like, what?
But I'm nitpicky, too. Hence me talking about her being Angela Bassett playing an 18-year-old.
We watch so many movies, like, on this podcast, and that one. Fucking life, that like I watch all of these movies.
The intricate little shit, everything.
Because I already love them,
and
I know I'm going to talk about it for an hour.
Yeah,
so I really just try to absorb it. Like, I'm not watching for enjoyment or entertainment, even though like I'm very much entertained.
Right,
you watch it for mistakes.
I'm watching not even for mistakes. I'm watching for decisions.
Yeah,
I like to look at the decisions that the actors make and the decisions that the director makes.
The choices.
Now
yeah.
I find myself looking at shot selection.
Uh-huh.
These are things that I would. Normally,
yes, because once you get into stuff like, or you wear somebody that does it, you're like, oh, okay, so now I'm learning what, you know, and I'm looking at it. You ever think something was good and it was horrible? Like, I used to think Belly was a good movie, boy. You watch this shit, like, what is this shit?
We talked about it a few
months ago. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, y'all.
Welcome to the club.
Just a little example, but I'm saying, when you're young, you're just like, this is so good. And
that's crazy. We did a whole hour on Belly.
And I think,
I can't believe we
that's what makes this podcast so interesting is because. We, in some respects, we playing with fire because we playing with people's favorite movies,
right?
And their favorite actors and their favorite characters, right? And we're just kind of talking about it. But all in all, long story short, this is
Five Fists.
Black Fist. I think it's one of those movies where, like, if you claim to be black of a certain age and you ain't seen this movie, you don't know about Eat the Cake anime. I can't even trust you.
Right.
You and I.
Untrustworthy.
You from Russia.
You from Russia.
You hear the,
you're Martian.
Yeah. You can't be real.
It was a great.
Yeah. There you go.
Man.
Only thing would have been better if the very end they had them both on some confessionals, like a, you know, like reality TV.
Like a little interview at the end.
You know, because he used to deny it for the longest. Like, I didn't.
He did.
Dude.
And he slipped up and said, y'all slapped in the mouth because she needed to be slapped.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. What woman needs to be slapped, bro?
Yeah.
Unless he about got a knife at you or something like that.
And that's not funny. It's just a reflex, y'all, to the statement. Like, he that crazy. That
but
he
got incredibly lucky because, he was supposed to spend the rest of his life vilified.
Right.
And comedians was bringing him on stage and rappers was fucking with him. And, you know, he somehow became this accidental icon.
Icon.
So in a weird way, he still got the publicity he wanted.
Yeah. His wrong.
Yeah.
He's still right in his wrong. You know, we're he not was like still, that.
Even though musically he was irrelevant. Mm-hmm. From a pop culture standpoint,
right.
You know, the only other flex like that is OJ.
His right out did it.
Right?
Yeah.
OJ is the only other one that, like, has somehow
OJ for sure.
Transformed infamy
into like fame.
Yeah. OJ didn't give a damn. He like, okay, I got off of that. Okay, so I didn't do it. But if I did, it's
but,
like,
but now OJ is like on the Mason and Cameron podcast.
I love it though, talking
real niggerish, right? Like, you know,
he said, what do you mean when you open up to a woman? You mean like confess? I said, whoa. Orenthal.
He wildin'.
Whoa. No, he's funny. Know. He did something in the interview too where he was talking shit. But I just appreciate him because that's some shit white people to do to us. You know, they'll really be out here still going. What's the dude? Zimmerman still doing shit. Still think it's a game. Like, he out here like, yeah, I did it. What's up? I got off. I wrote a book.
I got off playing this golf in South Florida.
Damn.
We were so proud of that. I think that's that was the biggest shit before the Montgomery Brawl.
Montgomery Brawl. Man, Montgomery Brawl. There has to be like a show or a movie with that.
There's gonna be something that somebody's gonna make.
Yes.
It's gonna be on the Netflix. Build
up. Yeah. That dude's build up to him throwing that hat up in the air.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We gotta get up out of here, man.
That was awesome.
Thanks,
Precious Hall. I let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me in the club. By the foot. No, you got to. I mean, in the bed. On Instagram, y'all, at Precious Hall Comedy. And on These Hoes Podcast, follow us. Or just watch some episodes.
Love it. On These Hoes, follow them.
Love it.
Hell yeah, man.
This is fun.
That's our episode, man. I'm Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Song Yo Ren King.
Nam Yung Ren Gig Tong. And Precious Hall.
Yes.
I'll catch us next time, man. Be good or be good at it. We out of here. To the max.
Black Busters.